The Russian president, Vladimir Putin, has told his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping he's open to negotiations on Beijing's peace plan to resolve the war in Ukraine. It came as the Chinese president began his first visit to Moscow since the conflict began last year.
China values the friendship between China and Russia. This has historical logic because we are neighbours and two large countries. We're also strategic partners. Such a position determines that we have a very close relationship.
We have considered your proposals for settlement of the Ukraine crisis. Of course, we will have an opportunity to discuss this. We know that you are basing this on principle of fairness and upholding the principle of the international law, indivisible security for all countries. You also know that we're always open to negotiations. We will discuss all these issues, including your initiative.
Yemen's government and Iran-backed Houthi rebels have agreed to free almost 900 prisoners and to meet again in May following days of negotiations in Switzerland. The exchange of detainees has been under discussion as part of a UN-mediated deal. The conflict in Yemen has widely been seen as a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. French President Emmanuel Macron's government has survived two no-confidence votes in the National Assembly over its controversial pension reforms. 278 MPs voted in favour of the first no-confidence motion, nine short of the number needed to bring the government down. Parliament then rejected a second motion by the far right. They were in response to widespread anger after the government bypassed Parliament to push through plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Thousands of people have marched through cities in South Africa demanding the resignation of President Cyril Ramaphosa. They blame the ruling African National Congress for high unemployment and rolling power outages. The United Nations report has warned that the window of opportunity to beat climate change is rapidly closing. It says extreme weather events will only get worse unless the world acts now to secure a livable future for all. UN Chief Antonio Guterres says the climate time bomb is ticking as he urged rich nations to slash their emissions sooner.